This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Congressional Budget Office figures are complicating the writing of the new farm bill based on comments by House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson and others on the committee. Thompson told GOP leaders the CBO was off the mark in predicting the deal will hike food stamp spending some 80%. Of the farm bill.
Absolutely, they got it wrong, and it was a factor of double counting. These individuals, you know, veterans, homeless, and those aging out, foster youth, they're largely already counted. They're already eligible.
Commodity Markets Chair Dusty Johnson on SNAP work requirements.
Work requirements clearly save money. And I would again point you to the CBO 2022 study that indicated that work requirements absolutely save substantial federal dollars.
Thompson says CBO has already admitted error in its farm bill baseline for one commodity, cotton.
There was an apology I received from the CBO director that their analysts got it wrong and obviously have promised a correction as we move closer to moving the bill. That'll be $1 billion to be added to the baseline, which will be more helpful for us with doing the farm bill this fall.
But will CBO correct itself on SNAP if proven wrong? In the end, CBO and congressional appropriators will have the final say on spending, not the ag committees.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.